Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Soul Purpose Healing. We had two songs playing there, Search Me, Yah, and Am I My Brother's Keeper? And my name is Viata. I am your master herbalist host and a health coach and an EFT practitioner. And we are so glad that you've joined us today on Soul Purpose Healing. We here at Soul Purpose Healing are all about a journey back to oneness, back to oneness within us. There's a kingdom within us. In the Hebrew, the one means echad. We are journeying back to being one with our creators, love, purpose, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And my journey that brought me here today, I want to just share a little bit about with you, and my co-host, Kara will share a little bit about her journey that brought her here today. We both have been on a health healing journey for many years, and my journey in a health food store for almost 10 years, meeting hundreds, if not thousands, of health seekers in the store. It was an amazing experience as I met people of all races, creeds, colors, age, didn't make any difference. When people are looking to improve their health, if you're conscious and you meet these people, you can learn a lot. And I learned a lot in that 10-year journey, and it brought me to a place of awakening and understanding about the physical elements in our society, in our universe, in our environments. But it was a journey with my sister and her breast cancer that woke me up to the spiritual importance and the energetic elements in our universe and within our own bodies. So now I practice more energy psychology, more spiritual medicine, because that's what makes the difference in your health. And that's why we talk about German New Medicine, because it talks about the energetic part of your biology and embryology. And so I've been very blessed to meet Kara on the way, who has a very like-mindedness, and we are in harmony about where we're going and what we need to be doing. So I will let Kara, my co-host, tell you a little bit about her journey and what has brought her here to Soul Purpose Healing. Kara, how are you today?
I am excellent as usual, excellent. But I want to say that my being here was prophesied about 5 years ago, remember, Viata?
Yes.
That, yes, when we were at the feast, and this gentleman, I met you for the first time, and he said to us, you two are going to be doing a radio show. I said, what are you talking about? I don't even know the lady. He said, never mind, it is going to happen. So when you asked me to be your co-host on Soul Purpose Healing, I said, what did you say? And you said, I want you to be, I'm looking into Block Talk Radio, and I'd like you to be my co-host. And I said, what did you say? I said, you said, Kara. I heard you, but did you remember what the gentleman said to us 5 years ago at the feast? And you said, no, I don't remember. I said, he said to us that we are going to be doing something in radio on the air. So here we are. So we are here by divine appointment, right?
That's right.
Divine appointment. So I want to say, I am a spiritual being having a physical experience. I'm a singer, an author, daughter, mother, and friend. My knowledge and love for soul purpose healing comes from slipping, falling, and rising up again, realizing that going back to the old path of health and healing is a more excellent way. I must add, I came to this path resisting, but my better judgment won. So here I am sharing with my global family. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And so because this is a health show, we want to say that this show is not intended to replace professional medical advice. It is not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease. It is primary for educational purposes only. If you have a serious medical condition, always, always seek the advice of a professional medical person.
So we've been talking about the prostate gland since the last show, and we want to continue with that because I had a very insightful email from one of our listeners who asked that we continue the discussion. And oddly enough, when I got that email, I went back to the German New Medicine site, and I call it the New Medicine. It's only called German New Medicine because it was a man of German descent, a man who grew up in Germany, became a doctor, and experienced life's traumas, and knew that the disease that showed up in his body, eventually he knew that that was because of the death of his child. So this medical professional developed what's now called German New Medicine. But we'll say it's the New Medicine because it's a study of the mind-body connection to health on both the physical, biological, spiritual level. And it puts you in touch with your embryology or the seed or the beginnings of how the body functions for survival. Every disease we have, every dis-ease we have, is a wake-up call. It is not the enemy. The body is built. The body was formed with microbes and the proliferation of cells and inflammation to speak to us about our emotional state. It's a study of epigenetics on this show. That means being responsible versus being a victim of your genes. There's no responsibility when you are a victim of your genes. Oh, I have cancer because my mother had it, my grandmother had it, my aunt had it, and the best solution is to just cut it out so I can go on with my life and I don't have to be bothered listening to this body. That is not what our Creator intended. And that's what German New Medicine and Dr. Bruce Lipton, a genius in the area of cellular biology, talks about taking responsibility. And so that's what we want to get into more with this prostate and bringing together the breast diseases. Because as I listened to the news this week, oh my goodness, in the Middle East, the Muslim Brotherhood, the military in Egypt are at it again, killing each other. It's a very sad situation. However, I started to think about the male energy and the female energy. And in the Middle East, you have this very dominant role of the male. The male is in charge. The woman is to stay barefoot and pregnant for the most part. And the woman does what the man says. And so the brotherhood, the so-called brotherhood, is at war trying to gain control. Now, that's kind of what we have with the prostate and breast conflict.
And Vayata, would you say that's off balance, unbalanced, when we're just dealing with the male and that, you know, bringing the female energy? Would you say that's an unbalance?
Well, Kara and I, from our conversations we've had about the relationships in our lives, our husbands and other men in our life, we realize that the reason we do have conflict is that there's this lack of understanding of a partnership. We believe the more advanced thinking in male-female relationships is a partnership. It's not one dominating the other, because we both have special qualities about us, the breast, the penis, that make us very different. And why did the Creator give us these different qualities? So that when we are one, we make up a very strong component of the universal energy.
Very good. And coming
when we come together, we
have a bond, you know, the Creator is with us. And so what is lacking, though, I believe, is the Creator being in the middle of the male and the female. Whenever we start to diss each other or to think one person is of no value, then we have forgotten who the Creator is. And then we're also forgotten that we were all created in the image of the Creator. You get what I'm saying? And when we look at someone standing in front of us, we must know that that person is created in the image of the Creator according to his likeness. And if we have that mindset, we can only show respect and love. But we have not been taught that. We have not been taught that. And so this age of enlightenment rolls on, I think we're going to see that more. And we're going to hear that more. Don't you think so?
And that's why we have been put together to bring this show. There are some really good shows on Blog Talk Radio, and I think that they're all very unique in that the people who are hosting them have a specific journey, a specific knowledge, and general experience that helps them bring a very unique presentation of their world view of things. And it's a beautiful thing to listen to some of the hosts on Blog Talk. So our perspective is, like you just said, we're looking at this unity of male-female energy. And why does the prostate or the breast become affected in a specific conflict or unexpected trauma? We've been talking about this for the last two or three shows, that when the prostate becomes inflamed, when the breast glands or ducts become inflamed, the beginning of the cancer process, the beginning of the disease process, why are they becoming affected for specific conflicts or unexpected traumas? And part of that answer, as we've shared, is the content of that conflict directs the command center, the brain, to the organ for awakening to the voice of Yahuwah. Yahuwah is the Yod-Heh, Vav-Heh. Those are the four letters of the Tetragrammaton, that the ancient Hebrew letters that are written in the most ancient literature. And those letters represent oxygen, nitrogen, carbon, hydrogen. And so that's the elements that are in every single universal inner element in the universe, in any material in the universe. So we are being awakened to the voice of Yah when cancer hits us. It's a tap on the shoulder, as one doctor puts it, a divine tap on the shoulder. And specifically in the case of prostate disease, there's two levels at the root of prostate disease. So if you have children, you're going to maybe be affected in your prostate. If you have a spouse or a significant other in your life, you may be affected in your prostate when there's a conflict or an unexpected trauma. So why is that? We have to ask the question, why is that? We have to be still and know this kingdom within us to understand why we have a disease that was actually allowed by our Creator. It's not the enemy, as we've been so often told.
Diatha, it seems to me that the when the breast has a disease and the prostate has a disease, there's some similarities. We talk about the nurturing. When something is wrong with the nest, when you lose a child, or there's unexpected asking for divorce, or a hatred, or whatever is going on, some conflict is going on with a woman, then they have that disease there, right? Then the male part, the prostate, tends to anything sexual, because men like to know that they can take care of their woman, and they like to know that everything is fine. And when the woman starts to draw away or speak unkind things, or when there's any kind of conflict there, then it seems to affect that area, wouldn't you say?
Exactly. And I happen to have had a client at one time who had prostate issues. It was I was consulted at the end of his journey on earth, unfortunately, but I got so much information out of him that originally he had a conflict with a real estate agent, a female real estate agent, that really disturbed him. And I thought, well, that's the key to his prostate inflammation, and he had to have a catheter put in, and it was very painful, urinating, and oh my goodness, this person was so emotionally attached to it. But then, as I got to know him over the phone later, I found out his son was on drugs. His son was wrecking the car. His son was having all kinds of traumas and problems in his life. And that was driving the continued inflammation of the prostate. So when you have a genital conflict regarding procreation, it could be the boy, the child, the daughter, even a daughter could cause the same disturbance in that man's prostate, because if he has a close connection, nurturing, caring, just like the woman, nurturing, caring, the breast are giving milk, giving, caring, and the man the same thing. He's giving, caring to the children, and then all of a sudden the children are behaving in a way that does not meet their expectations.
Also, Vayeta, I think we have a catch-22 going on here. Because, you know, for us ladies, we like to feel nurtured, loved, and cared for, right?
That's right.
And sometimes you have men that they're not all the time they want to do all that stuff, right? And also, there's a book they call, I don't know the name of it, but it says that if you want to start making love with a woman before even touching them, you need to. The man needs to wash the plates, like washing the dishes, wipe the kitchen floor, and all that good stuff. If the woman is tired and you know, frustrated about whatever is going on, and then the man is just not, he's just not feeling what's going on with the woman, right?
Right.
See, the woman will not feel a sexual or responsive towards the man. However, the man is coming on to the woman. The woman is going to push the man away. So it seems to me what the woman wants, the man is not giving. And what the man wants, the woman is not giving. And that can go on for years and years and years. And so then go ahead.
And why is it men and women can't have the quality conversations about that?
That
interaction of you are not meeting my needs, I'm not meeting your needs. What is it that keeps us from having these quality conversations about can we improve in this area?
I think for the most part, most of us have the wrong mates. Okay? That's what I think for the most part. And also, I think we have to remember that the person in front of us represents the Creator, the image of the Creator. We have not been taught that, and I think that's what's missing. And so the respect is not there, the adoration, the love is not there, and we must always desire to come to the table and speak about those things that are causing disharmony in a relationship.
And that requires some consciousness or awareness, would you say?
It sure does, definitely. And so I am so excited, Vayeta, about this Age of Enlightenment, because that's where we're heading. That is exactly, we cannot skip it and we cannot miss it. Those of us who love ourselves and want better for ourselves, for our relationship, for our families, I know we're going to, you know, just embrace this Age of Enlightenment that is upon us right now.
And I find in my work as an EFT practitioner that you have to look at the traumas of your childhood to awaken. A lot of men and women are stuck in these bad relationships and having trouble communicating and having trouble relating to the other person in their life or their children, because they're carrying a program from their wounded childhood. You know, we're going to be talking about post-traumatic stress disorder in the following shows. And I find that there's a lot of trauma in post-traumatic trauma in families. You don't even have to go to war to experience post-traumatic stress. And so
you can say that again. There's war at the kitchen table.
Yes.
Around the thing.
Yes, throwing
there's
knives.
War at the house. Now, you're sleeping with the enemy. Sometimes you feel as though indeed you're sleeping with the enemy.
And it's only because they're carrying this childhood program. If a child observes mommy and daddy fighting all the time from 3 years old to 7 or 8 years old, then that's what they think their relationships are about, fighting. If mommy and daddy don't sit down with that child and say, honey, mommy and daddy are just broken, we just got problems, and don't watch our actions, don't look at what we're doing. Just pay attention to the love moments. If parents were more conscious like that, we might have more adult men and women who are not practicing what they observed in their family situations. And that's where I found, as a practitioner with emotional freedom techniques, where once we recognize, admit that we had lots of problems in our dysfunctional families as children, that they were not the types of family environments that the Creator, Yahuwah, would have us be in as a loving, compassionate. And most of us grew up in some type of dysfunctional family situation. And then we're having to undo that. And so this soul purpose healing journey is helping everyone, global family, to recognize that maybe you didn't have such a perfect family environment, and that's why you have problems and conflicts today, because you're still living with that memory of the abuse, the sexual abuse, the verbal abuse, and you're still reacting to everything your partner says in the way that defends or protects you from that abusive environment. That's something to consider when you have problems in a relationship. And if only one part of that couple is willing to see that, then there's going to be a departure, or as we said, the ship, abandoned ship.
Yes, but then because it takes two. If
yes.
One person is always trying, one person is always. I know in my marriage, I did all that I could. I mean, absolutely. I mean, there was nothing more that I could do. I get to the place where there was no need to do anything more. The only thing to do was just leave. You know what I mean?
And there, especially if there's fear in the relationship about what that person might do to you, or what about my future? What am I going to do? And then maybe that's another reason to leave, because we shouldn't be afraid of a future when we're serving this kingdom within us of love, compassion, and understanding. It's so powerful to let go of a abusive relationship and move into a desire to heal yourself first, and then to meet people who are loving, compassionate, and ready to move upward and onward in a higher spiritual performance on this earth.
And let me say this too, Vayeta. If a person's in a relationship, right, and it's been going bad for years, and they're thinking of leaving the relationship, the litmus test, okay, that will make a person decide whether or not they're leaving. They have to get to the place where they decide, if I am the only person left in this world, if it's only me, I want out. If a person doesn't get to the place where if it's only me, I want out, then they're not ready. There's maybe a chance, you know, reconciliation and so on. But if there's nobody else, I still want to be away from here. That is where each person needs to get. If you don't get there, stay and try to work it out. You get what I'm saying?
So the bottom line is, in this conflict with the prostate and the breast and the children are messengers who are trying to tell us to move out of the relationship, even with the child, if it's harmful, if it's painful, if it's not productive, if we're not moving forward. And we have to be aware and conscious when we recognize that we're not in peace. We are meant to be in peace most of the time, and resolving our conflicts quickly if we want to be free of disease. So that's part of this journey, is to be still and know the kingdom is always for your survival. Cancer is a survival mechanism. Anytime you have to go to a doctor and he has to let you know you have cancer, that means you have not been listening to your body, the temple within you, the kingdom within you, speaking to you, the indigestion, the pain in the stomach, the headaches, the pain in the arm. Make a change. The body's kind of whispering, hey, 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 make a change, make a change. Time to make a change. Instead, we pop an aspirin, we pop a Tylenol, we get more drugs, and we tell the body to be quiet, be quiet. But prostate and breast disease are a wake-up call. Wake-up call.
Yes.
Even if you don't fully understand, wake up. Do something different.
Yes. And we are counseled to love our neighbors as ourselves. Love our neighbors as ourselves. So therefore, we need to start to learn to love ourselves before we can love anybody else.
Oh,
love
so
our
true.
Neighbors as ourselves. If we don't love ourselves, we cannot love anyone else. We are pretending, and that it's not true loving. We have to love ourselves, and then love for ourselves will overflow to others.
It will. It will. If we just love ourselves, take care of ourselves, put down the Oreo cookies. I had a discussion with someone online about running 4 miles and then coming back and having an Oreo peanut butter super shake or some kind. And I said, well, the key is to become more of a conscious eater and less of a comfort eater. And there was LOLs all over the place, and we went back and forth. But the issue is that when you are conscious about the food, the so-called food that's put before you, you love
mm-hmm.
yourself when you know that Oreo cookies, that's a drug. It's a drug because we are conscious. But if you're not conscious, Oreo cookies is a wonderful comfort. All that sugar and chocolate and gooey, gooey chemical, it tastes good. It might may give you a high even. I'm sure if I ate an Oreo cookie, I might pass out. But most people are getting a high on
mm-hmm.
Oreo cookies and other chemicals. It's not even food. But let's just agree that Oreo cookies are not even food. It's a chemical. It's a drug to give you comfort in your stress times. But if you're still at that level of eating, then you're not loving yourself. Let's start loving ourselves. There are all these wonderful shows on Blog Talk talk about nutrition and even the internet nutrition and health. And it's really just about loving yourself. That the chemicals that the food industry sets before us, in the book of Deuteronomy, the Creator says, I set before you death and life. And He encourages us to choose life. We don't even know what that means anymore. There's so many choices out there that we are totally confused about what life is in terms of our food. So we're coming down to the end of our show, and we hope this has been helpful. We really do appreciate your emails. If you want to send us an email, you can send it to me, and I'll pass it on to Kara. It's Viahta, V-I-Y-A-H-T-A, @hotmail.com. We love to hear from you, and my website is available on the Blog Talk page. We'd love to hear from you. We want to know if this show is helping you. And we are here every week because, like we said, it's a divine appointment. We can't get out of it. We've got to do what we've got to do. And raise the consciousness. We are here to raise the consciousness. It is so needed on this earth. When Middle East activity has ramped up again and the death and killing is. But we are here to promote peace, love, and joy and raise your knowledge and awareness of who you are. You are beautiful souls out there, global family. And Kara?
Yes, hallelujah. And honesty of self. Honesty of self is what I'd like to say or to leave. Honesty with thyself. To be honest with thyself is one of the one most important thing that we can do for yourself. Be honest.
So we're going to leave out here again with India Arie's song because I missed that. I misplayed it with another song, and it's "Am I My Brother's Keeper?" Yes, I am. We women realize we are our brother's keeper. We're here to lift our brothers up. That prostate disease is going to go away when women begin to lift up our brothers, not fight with them, not argue with them, not get in conflict, but lift up our brothers. We're here to lift up our brothers all over the world even to a height of who you are in Yahuwah and give you all the nourishment and knowledge that you need to have healthy prostates and women to have healthy breasts as they hold on to the breast. Don't let them cut them off. Just hold on and love those breasts, and they respond to love.
Hallelujah,
so,
yes.
Thank you so much for listening, and we will come back next week with another show. We're going to hopefully start out with PTSD next week. What is it? And why are we so many veterans coming back to after serving their country with this terrible disease? So have a wonderful, wonderful week. And Kara and I wish you much shalom.